and welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Beyond the Shallows. We're talking about how, Peter, the apostle, was called from being a fisherman to becoming a fisher of men. And he found life in following the Lord, and his faith grew from the shallows into the deep and became a man that was a leader of the early church. But that happened one step at a time. And we learn from looking at his life that we do the same thing, that we learn how to have a deep faith and come out of the shallows one step at a time by following the Lord. This past Sunday, we looked at Acts chapter 2, which is a long chapter, so I can't go into depth here, obviously, but I just want to touch on something. What happened in Acts chapter 2 is you have to remember that in Acts 1, Jesus, before the ascension, had told the disciples, hey, I want you to wait. The Holy Spirit's going to come upon you and give you the power to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth. So he's telling them, wait, the Holy Spirit's coming. Then in Acts chapter 2, that's exactly what we see. Here's what it says. It says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues as of fire appeared onto them and rested on each one of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, as a pastor and someone who's been leading in ministry for over 20 years, I've seen more abuse when it comes to the Holy Spirit than anything I've ever seen in ministry, that people try to ascribe things to God. Well, God told me this, and this, that, and the other, and just things that you think, man, what is that? I think there's so much confusion around the Holy Spirit, but we see right here at the beginning, there's a purpose in what God was promising. That when God appeared to the Israelites, starting back with Moses, he appeared in a pillar of fire. When he led them through the desert, he appeared in a pillar of fire. And now the Holy Spirit is coming, and he is now appearing above each man, separate pillars of fire, if you will, as a show that God is now with man. The temple of God is where God dwelled with man. Remember that he would come in and fill up the glory room. Now we are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit comes and indwells believers. So then, what is the benefit here? I've heard a lot of people say that, man, if Jesus would just appear to me, I'd have a lot more faith. But the reality is that, Jesus himself said, it's better if I go so I can send the Holy Spirit to you. The Holy Spirit inside you literally has the ability to guide you in your life. And what the Holy Spirit does, as we know from what Jesus said, is he guides us in truth. He comforts us. He counsels us. He convicts the world of sin and of judgment and of righteousness. He will lead us into all truth. That happens inside of us. That's the benefit. And the fruit of the Holy Spirit having more control over our life are love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness and self-control. All of that happens. God in us is better than Jesus, coming one time and being in one finite place. I think about that, and I think about how we have to understand the Holy Spirit. What he's trying to do in us is to produce that fruit. What he's trying to do in us is to lead us in truth, always pointing back to Christ. And that is the beauty, that we actually have help to live out this faith. That if we're going to go from the shallow faith, one in which we basically become a consumer with God, that, I want, and if you don't give it to me, then obviously you're not trustworthy. And going into a deep faith, one in which you follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, that he produces that fruit in your life, that he allows you allow him to point truth into your soul. That's the deep faith. And it's going to come down to decisions in which we cooperate with the Holy Spirit. That's the beauty of God in us, rather than some kind of religion where we're trying to figure God out. God chose to be with us. Wherever you're at, I just want you to thank God. Allow the Holy Spirit to have control over your life. God, I pray that you would control us with your Holy Spirit, that we cooperate with you, and you would drag us into the deep. Help us to have a deep and rich faith. And God, we know that you're trying to produce things in us. Lead us in truth, God. Guide our hearts and our minds as we follow you. We ask that in your Son's precious name. Amen. Amen. Take a second and think about ways in which the Holy Spirit might be trying to produce his love, joy, and his peace, and patience, and kindness, and goodness, and gentleness, and self-control. Think of the ways that you are trying to cooperate with him, and maybe ways that you're kind of resisting him. And just talk to the Lord about that as you kind of finish up today. Till next time, God bless.